So, Bernie, I know you you are very good at talking me off the ledge, and you you tend not to pile on when people say bad things about me.
Well, no, of course. Tend not to. I absolutely don't.
But I will admit that there are times and I'm a bit petty.
Well, that's big of you.
You want an example?
No.
All right.
So, Meanie,
what's up?
What's up? Now, go ahead. Come on.
So,
give me an example.
It's so pathetic. I don't know if I can. I'm not going to do it. Forget it.
What did you do?
On. It's pathetic, Bernie. It's pathetic.
I'm sure it is.
No, you're supposed to. No.
No. I'll bet it's. I would put money that it's pathetic. But I want to hear it now. And apparently you're itching to get it out there.
Well, because it's been about a week now.
So scratch.
What was a week ago today, Bern?
A week ago today was Thanksgiving.
That's right. Everybody had a nice Thanksgiving?
Well, what am I, like, you know,
schmuck on
a special ed student here? That was very good.
Well, hold on.
A week ago today.
Just because you can break down World War I and World War II and name every single general like I name every single Met doesn't mean that you get everything right. That was a hard question.
A week
ago today for a guy that did 30 years of drugs ain't that easy.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for the credit.
You're welcome. So what I did was 8 days ago today, which would have been a week from yesterday. Is that right, Jill? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I sent out a bunch of happy Thanksgiving emails.
Right.
I mean, we texted each other, you and I and Jill and Meanie and all that stuff. But I sent out emails to people that I don't ordinarily talk to on a regular basis because I wouldn't text them. Some of them, I don't even have their cell phone numbers.
Imus?
He would be one.
Okay.
Although I do have his cell phone number, his New York cell phone number, not his Texas cell phone number. But I email him because I hope he doesn't email me back. And if I text him, he will text me back. I say that, yet I sent out all these emails, Bernie. And here's what I've done now. This is pathetic. I've actually kept a list of the people that corresponded, that answered me back.
Oh, yeah.
What?
And I get up at like 4:30 in the morning, and the first thing I think of are the people that did not get back to me on the Happy Thanksgiving email.
Wow. Yeah. I guess people do that sort of thing, huh?
I feel dizzy all of a sudden.
So I've been angry for days about certain people.
Well, now you have to tell us who it is.
You want to know the people who have not gotten back to me?
Not.
So you gave them a week.
People who snubbed you.
Right. I've given them a week, and they haven't gotten nothing. Not even like you, too. Nothing. Well, you may as well start with the last guy you just said.
You mean Imus didn't respond to you?
Nothing.
Well, where's this anger coming from?
That's actually a good sign. That means that...
That what?
The tie is broken. You're good to go.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're showing your cards every single day.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. The fact that he doesn't want to talk to you anymore, that's a good thing. That's showing your cards.
Look, Mr. Imus wished me a happy birthday about a month ago.
It's enough with the Mr. Imus. Let's call him Don.
And I said thank you. You're not getting abused anymore. You could say Don.
Just relax. Both of you, just take it easy. He corresponds with me, not you.
No, he does. Did he wish you a happy Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay. I even sent him a happy Deirdre, Wyatt, the other kid that the, I don't know, what was the, whatever. I said all of them. I don't know, the dog, the horse. So, nothing back from Imus, nothing. But here's one that really got me upset.
To his oxygen tank.
Here's one that really got me upset, and I can't figure out what the problem is. And he's a very good buddy of yours, Bernie.
Right.
And even a better buddy of Jill's because she basically ran his show for forever.
Okay. Sean Hannity snubbed you.
And Sean just 2 weeks ago, unprovoked, tweeted my book, tweeted my Sid Sports Sunday show. He has been over the top nice, mentioning you and I on his show, the whole Chuck Todd thing. He's been great. But nothing back on Happy Thanksgiving.
That's the thing. Sometimes maybe you overdo it. Maybe. Look,
hold on.
I got to say.
You're not supposed to be blaming me here.
No. I'm trying to help you. Trying to help you understand.
Okay.
If he actually tweeted out your book and then tweeted out our show.
Yeah. Well, the sports show on Sunday. He's already tweeted out our show on the press.
Whatever it is. He's done that. That was huge.
Huge.
And so he figures maybe, you know, that's I've done my thing.
It's enough.
I mean, I can't continue, you know, every biweekly to respond since it's some sort of reach out.
It's a happy Thanksgiving.
From this guy.
You always have to give people the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was busy.
It's
been a week.
This guy is in the thick of everything with the White House, with
Let me ask you this then. Talk about the White House. You think Donald Trump texted and or emailed Sean Hannity Happy Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Let's say he did.
He probably called him on Thanksgiving.
Fine. And do you think Donald Trump picked up the phone call?
Yes, of
course.
Okay,
yes. So he can't answer a Happy Thanksgiving email?
What I'm trying to say is you got to back off a little. You got to just take it easy. You set yourself up for this stuff. You're sending out Thanksgiving emails to people. I mean, you know, like a lot of
when you send somebody Happy Thanksgiving email, you should just do it because you want them to have a Happy Thanksgiving, not for the response.
You know, it's funny you say that. It's exactly what I thought about yesterday morning. I woke up very angry, and I had you and Bernie, because Bernie, we did, on Giving Tuesday, for example, I was saying how I was doing some things that made me feel good, and Bernie was like, well, it's not about you. Giving Tuesday is not about you. It's about the other person you're giving to. And Bernie made some sense. Some. Because at the end of the day, it still needs to be about me.
Right.
And when you do nice things, there is an intrinsic value, a reward that you want to enjoy.
Exactly. A lot of people do feel that way,
right.
And that's why they do what they do.
Right.
It helps them.
But you have to look at it. Say, Sean probably gets thousands of emails a day.
Hold on a second. I'm not just some punk.
No, but he may not have even seen it.
He sees every other email. The guy gets back to me in 5 minutes.
Is that a possibility?
I know the email address you're talking about. He's had that for the 11 years that I've been corresponding with him. And he gets everybody and their mother knows that email address.
Okay, I'm not everybody and their mother. I'm a famous talk show host in New York City.
You go through
and he gets right back to me.
Bernie's just rolling his eyes.
You know what's funny? That email that I emailed Sean to, it automatically kicks back. Sorry, this email address is no longer working. That's the automatic response. Then 5 minutes later, you get the email back from Sean. So he's already set up a default system for people he doesn't want to hear from. You email that address, it comes back. Nope, address is done.
So the upshot of all the people, the fact that you did not hear back from him,
that's the one
that's sticking in your craw.
A little bit, he yes.
Him. You have to ask yourself, why Sean? Like, have you guys hung out a lot?
Yeah, we've talked about it, but no, never, nope.
He did you that big solid with Sid Sports Sunday.
He did.
And what was the other one?
The book.
All right.
And of course, many years ago, he put me on the show.
And it was right after the book. You're like, well, hey, can you tweet out my Sid Sports Sunday?
Right. I did do that. Right.
And he may think, you know, like, come on, this guy's got to take it easy.
I bet you everyone asks him for favors.
No, but I wasn't asking for a favor.
No. No,
I'm saying Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
He probably didn't get it.
I'm sure he likes you. I know he listens to the show.
Right.
And he loves it.
You're not even sure he likes me. That's not true.
No, well, listen.
Yeah.
If the only reason why we haven't been on his program
is because of me.
Nope. Because
Sid.
That's not the case.
Sid. Oh.
He used to do a show where the topics would diverge from politics. But now everything is dead serious politics.
Right.
There's no more, you know, there's no more ancillary, there's no more tangential, marginal stories, funny,
radio
relevant. It's all hardcore politics.
The TV show. The radio show he'll tend to...
I don't know. I don't listen.
Yeah, see, I've done his radio show, as you have.
Yeah, but that's back then. I know. I understand. Right.
But now it's all Sebastian Gorka.
That's what I'm saying. that's exactly my point.
I know.
I did his show before I started doing O'Reilly, and I asked him permission.
Yeah.
Because he was a little bit upset that I left to do O'Reilly.
Yeah, there was actually like a little a tug of war between O'Reilly and Hannity for Bernie.
Always. not for Bernie, for everybody.
Yeah.
Sean is like... O'Reilly steals all my guests. I swear to God, that's the way he was. And whatever.
Well, we beat O'Reilly.
The point is
this.
Yeah. I used to be on that show. They had what's called the Great American Panel. And we would discuss things, you know, non-political.
Sure.
And it was funny. It was good. It would be like something after the Super Bowl.
Sure.
There's none of that anymore.
None of that.
None. It's complete. He's got his own little cast of characters. It's all... political, because it's such an intense political atmosphere.
Right.
Every day is so important. There's no time for lighthearted, like, have Bernie and Sid on, and we'll talk about, you know, Eli Manning and the sucky Jets or something.
Well, he's actually a big Jet fan, Sean Hannity.
You hear my...
I hear what you're saying.
You feeling me, bro?
So
I'm saying is just take it easy.
I don't know. Joseph Abood says, we need to get Dr. Joyce Brothers on the show immediately. And my cousin Scott Arbue says, "Happy Thanksgiving. I still love you. LMFAO."
He got back to you.
Aww.
That's my cousin Scott Arbue. It's not Sean Hannity.
But that's a week later, too. He's only getting back to you now because he hears you complaining.
Well, I feel better now.
I don't even look at my emails over Thanksgiving holiday. Once I leave work, I don't look at the email until Sunday night.
No, I gave him till like Monday. Understand the
I
weekend.
I gave him.
Yes, like, but now it's a week
but
late.
Then it's Monday, and it's like, now I'm going to start responding to Thanksgiving. Happy wishes.
Well,
what if he never writes you back? Will you be mad at him forever?
That is a silly question. And unfortunately, the answer is probably yes.
Right. See? It's never enough. It's never enough.
Unless he tweets something about me today.
Sid.
Hey, Wally Backman is managing in New York. How big is that? Both basketball teams taking on the nose last night. And again, the great actor Eric Roberts and Bill O'Reilly all stopping by. Bernie and Sid on a Thursday. We're coming right back.
Bernie and Sid in the morning.
See, that'll get me. I'll be great with him if Jill, you send him all that audio.
Oh, I'm sending Sean.
And if he plays it on his radio show today,
I don't know if they'll let him do that, but I'll send it to
him. Let him? What are you talking about?
WOR.
Oh yeah, because WOR tells Hannity.
Oh,
what
that's
to do.
True. He never listens to management.
Right. Donald Trump asked Sean Hannity how to run the country. You think WOR came to the radio? Anyway, folks.